This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're at Rewind 2024. We've got the guys from Hue and Cry with us. Now, I spoke with you both, I think it was your first Rewind, and we're back once again, your 40th anniversary year. How do you keep going?
How do we keep going? What's the one you like from Waitrose?
Oak smoked artichokes.
Lots of oak smoked artichokes. Can't recommend them enough.
Lots of listening to music and still thinking, I can do better than that, or I could do as good as that, or I could do a different something. I could ring a change on that. So, musical appetite.
Right, literally an appetite. Okay. So, 40 years then, you've got a documentary coming out as well. Tell us more about that.
Well, I wanted to celebrate the 40th anniversary throughout the year, because most bands just do a tour and a box set and that's it. I said, no. We want to divide the 40 years into different eras, and we'll release one documentary every month, the last Friday of every month on YouTube. And our management and my brother said, really? Okay then, who's going to do this? I'll do it! Because I'm the one that's unearthed this archive, this 40-year archive that we're celebrating. So every month we release four tracks on an EP on Spotify, so that was 48 tracks I defined. And then we do a documentary every month, which is about 10 minutes long. Pat and I sit and just reminisce, and we film it, and we edit it all up, put it to music in the background that's relevant to what it is. We send it to our editor in Germany, Taran, and he edits it all together, and it comes back looking like a Martin Scorsese documentary. And we put it on YouTube, and the Hue and Cry fans are going nuts because the comments are flooded with, no, I remember that gig, it wasn't then, it was there. Because Pat and I, we're trying to be as accurate as we can, but we're encouraging and we're really embracing the fans coming back and going, no, I think you'll find that the Prince of Wales Theatre in Cannock was on the 18th of August, not the 19th of
Someone's
August.
Someone's basically going to do a PhD in Hue and Cry on the basis of this archive, given its comprehensive nature.
How do you pick what goes in it then? Do you kind of sit down and kind of flip a coin with each other, or does someone get the last say on it? How do you do it?
Well, before we do every interview, Pat and I sit, and Pat's a much better kind of wordsmith than I am, so he'll look at the kind of journey and he'll kind of abbreviate it and say, right, these are the bullet points, this is what we should talk about. And then we just got bullet points in front of us, and then we just turn on the cameras and we blather to each other. So it's a very kind of two brothers sitting down in a room going, right, 1984, 1985, what do you remember?
Yeah, what people describe us in the Glasgow music scene as Niles and Fraser Kane.
It's a bit like,
and I think we are about Niles and Fraser Kane in these videos. Two elegant men reminiscing about they've loved and laughed and cried, they've had their fill, their share of losing, but now as tears subside, they find it all so amusing.
You said he was the one with the words, didn't you?
I told you.
How long are you going to keep going then? Will there come a point you'll just go, right, we've done it, there's no more to do?
We discussed that very topic quite a lot in these documentaries, and at various points it's kind of like, my God, how many more times do we get kicked in the teeth? How many more times do we get knocked down? Well, as you just roll your sleeves up and you go back again, because you ultimately believe in what you do. My brother came to me one day in Havana about a year or two ago and said, did you see that Rolling Stones documentary that BBC did?
Yeah.
They split the documentary into four. Each member got his own documentary. I said, yeah, I really like that. He says, Greg, I want to die on a stage. I said, God bless you, Pat. Do you want to be like 80 years old? Yeah, I'm going to retire for what? What are we going to do when you retire? So we'll just keep going until it doesn't work. But by the time that happens, we'll have avatars.
We're basically sending our virtual reality selves round in a box.
You will literally withdraw your labour on stage.
I will literally simulate my labour of love.
Guys,
on stage.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, mate.